今天认识的历史人物太监冯豹。
Today, I met a historical eunuch named Feng Bao.
你想象一下。
Imagine.
一个太监能写一手比进士还漂亮的字，编教材给皇帝上课。
A eunuch can write a more beautiful text than a scholar for the emperor's lessons.
万历中兴的黄金十年。
The 10 years of the Wanli Restoration.
还有他的促成。
With his help.
却被自己一手带大的皇帝抄了家。
However, the emperor whom he had raised himself ransacked his home.
最后活活饿死在南京。
Finally, he died of starvation in Nanjing.
这人就是冯保。
This is Mr. Feng Bao.
有人说他是能臣。
Some say he is a narcissist.
有人说他是巨贪。
Some say he is a big corrupt.
但在我看来。
In my opinion,
他根本不是普通的奸宦。
He is not just an ordinary villain.
而是一副照妖镜，能照出人的最极致的聪明和人性里最要命的陷阱。
But it is like a mirror that can reveal the most extreme intelligence and the most critical traps in a person's human nature.
今天就用五个维度拆解。
Today, let's break it down into 5 dimensions.
一个人，相信我，听完。
I believe you listen carefully.
你会发现他做的那些事儿。
You'll find that the things he does.
踩的那些坑。
The pitfalls I encountered.
像极了你我身边某个高智商的精明人。
Like someone I know, a very intelligent and shrewd person.
我们先看冯保是怎么爬上来的。
Let's first look at how Feng Bao got up.
明朝内廷宦官大多出身贫寒。
Most of the eunuchs in the Ming dynasty came from poor backgrounds.
没什么文化。
No culture.
一辈子只能当奴才。
You can only be a slave for a lifetime.
但冯保不一样。
But Feng Bao was different.
他写的一手绝妙好字。
His handwriting is exquisite.
承奉命。
Carry out the father's will.
抄写永乐大典。
Copy the Yongle Grand Compilation.
通经史，还能编出启蒙集。
While studying economics, he was able to write a collection of enlightenment works.
给小万历当课本。
Give the textbook to Zira Wanli.
他极具上进心和文化。
He is very ambitious and cultured.
这叫什么？
What is this called?
这叫用文化资本。
This is called using cultural capital.
打破圈层。
Break the boundaries.
你想想。
Think about it.
正因为这份才学。
Because of this learning.
他才能跳出太监的身份，跟张居正这种士大夫中的精英平等对话。
He was able to have a dialogue with Zhang Zhizhang, a prominent figure in the literati, on an equal footing, shedding his identity as a eunuch.
甚至有精神共鸣。
Even with spiritual resonance.
才会有向上的阶梯。
There will be a step up.
没有这个，张居正根本不屑与他结盟。
If there were no Zhang Zhizhang, he would never have bothered to get involved with him.
现代高度内卷的竞争里。
Now, in the highly competitive environment,
专业之外的深厚修养
beyond professional skills,
才是敲开更高圈层大门的软通货。
The key to unlocking higher levels.
当你能和比你高好几个段位的人聊到一起
，When you can chat with people who are several levels higher than you，
你就已经赢了。
You have already won。
第一步，更绝的是他向上管理。
The first step is that she is managing upwards。
织了一张天衣无缝的网。
Weaved a seamless net。
这是她的聪明决定。
She is very clever.
对内
Internally,
李太后成了孤儿寡母。
Empress Lai became an orphan and widow.
最依赖情感支撑
Most reliant on emotional support.
她毕恭毕敬
He was very respectful.
她是年幼万历的玩伴
He was a companion to the young man in the calendar.
玩伴也是颜
Also concealment.
是连小皇帝贪玩
The little emperor was lazy and frivolous.
玩他都去太后那儿告状
He went to the empress to complain.
关心备至
Care is essential.
管教威严对外
Strict discipline and authority.
他利用司礼监批红的权力
He used the authority granted by the Ministry of Rights to issue red seals.
无条件的配合
Unconditional cooperation.
张居正的改革做到了公府一体
Zhang Zhizheng's reforms achieved the unity of effort.
你发现没有
Have you noticed?
他根本不像别的太监
He was completely different from other eunuchs.
不是靠讨好
Not by flattering
而是成了每个关键决策的精准战略
Instead, it became the precise strategic tool for every key decision
不为者太后要安全感
The queen needs to feel safe
张居正要内廷支撑
Zhang Zhizheng, also known as the inner court Neeton
小皇帝需要管教和陪伴
The little emperor needs discipline and companionship
他全部填不上了
He couldn't fill it all in
于是
So
一个太监
A eunuch
一个太后
An empress
一个首辅组成了大明最稳固的权力
The emperor and the prime minister formed the most stable power in the Ming dynasty.
铁三角硬生生撑起了十年万历新政。
The iron triangle stubbornly supported the 10 years of Wanli reforms.
所以别做只会点头哈腰的人，要成为让核心人物在事业和情感上都离不开的伙伴。
So, don't be just someone who nods and smiles. Instead, strive to be a partner who is essential to the core figures in both their professional and personal lives.
也符合现代职场的逻辑。
Also conforms to the logic of modern workplaces.
懂得联盟。听到这里。
Here, the alliance members have heard.
冯宝简直是个古代版的职场教父。
Feng Bao was simply a modern-day corporate tycoon.
不，你不觉得吗
？Don't you think so？
啊，先别急。
Don't rush.
其命运的转折往往就藏在人性最得意的时刻。
The turning point of fate often lies in the moment when we are most proud of ourselves.
当你觉得你赢了的时候。
When you think you've won,
深渊的起点就开始了。
The abyss began at the beginning.
冯宝最大的问题太贪了。
The biggest problem with Feng Bao is that he is too greedy.
他的第三维度
is third dimension.
欲望管理不足
lack of desire management.
收受贿赂，勒索藩王，营建豪宅。
Accepting bribes to extort and build extravagant mansions for the prince.
连张居正都得给他送名。
Even liar, Zhang Jurong had to send him to the Ming dynasty.
琴珠宝。
Jewelry.
在铁三角最稳固的时候。
When the triangle is most stable.
他觉得整个大明的财富都该有他一份。
He thought that all the wealth of the Ming dynasty should belong to him.
这种无节制的贪婪
This unrestrained greed
就像在他权力的地基上
Like on the foundation of his power
亲手铺了一层又一层的炸药。
Carefully laid layer upon layer of dynamite.
所有逾越边界的索取都已经被悄悄地记在了账上。
All fishing activities across the border have been quietly recorded.
但他忘了。
But he forgot.
如果说贪财是埋下的雷，
If greed is a buried mine.
那第四个维度，进退之道。
The fourth dimension's way of advancing and retreating.
就是他亲手点燃了引线。
He was the one who lit the fuse.
张居正死了。
Kang Zhejiang is dead.
李太后归政。
Empress Lai returns to power.
当年那个被他罚跪。
The year he was made to kneel.
被他严厉管教的小万历长大了。
I was inspired by the strict upbringing of the young Emperor Wanli.
而且心里全是积怨，权力的生态。
And the inner world is full of resentment and power struggles.
已经翻天覆地。
It has undergone a complete transformation.
支持他的铁山脚彻底碎了。
I want to completely crush him.
可冯宝在干嘛？
What is Kevin doing?
他毫无察觉。
He was unaware.
依然练拳。
Still practice.
依然想用老一套影响朝政，灯灭了。
Still wanted to use the old method of influencing the court, but the light was extinguished.
他还在原地，对权力的钝感最致命。
He remained in place, contemplating the dullness of the crime of power.
当托举你的平台和贵人已经退场。
When the platforms and people who support you have disappeared.
你却还在试图用旧的地图走新路。
You're still trying to use old maps to travel new roads.
这可是人生最可怕的事。
This is the most terrifying thing in life.
抄家流放
Eviction and exile
活活
Hide
饿死
Die
他没有主动退隐
He didn't withdraw voluntarily
没有收敛锋芒
No sharp edge
最终等来的只是一纸诏书
What we finally got was just a decree
能感知退场时机
Can perceive the timing of retreat
比争取更重要。
More important than winning.
赖着不走。
Stay put.
会把之前积累的福分全部清空。手段。
Methods to completely empty accumulated good fortune.
你底线是压垮他最后一根稻草。
This was the final straw that broke the camel's back.
当年为了扳倒政敌高拱。
In the past, in order to overthrow his political opponent,
冯宝不惜
the well never dries up,
策划王大臣案
prime minister,
用一个疯子栽赃，阴狠到想把人置于死地
to frame someone and make them die,
这一招虽得逞一时
this trick most successful for a moment,
却让满朝文武甚至后来的万历帝对他心生恐惧与戒备。
However, this caused the officials and scholars of the entire court as well as later Emperor Wanli to be fearful and suspicious of him.
当他倒台时
When he fell,
没人替他说一句话
No one spoke a word.
人品底牌的破产也是他致命的底色。
His downfall was not just a matter of losing money, but also a loss of integrity.
人品这张牌永远不要透支。
You should never use your character as a bargaining chip.
靠算计。
By scheming.
搞垮别人上位。
To undermine others and gain power.
短期很爽。
Short-term satisfaction.
但你也会成为所有人眼中永远需要提防的对象。
But you will also become an object that everyone will always need to be wary of.
输赢是一时的。
Win or lose is temporary.
值不值得深
Is it worth it to delve deep?
深交才决定了一个人能走多远。
Talent determines how far a person can go.
所以你看冯宝根本就是一个高智商精明的利己主义者的典型样本。
So, you can see that Feng Bao is a typical example of a highly intelligent and self-serving person.
要用文化打破阶层用
To break down the class system through culture.
价值地阶联盟
Form alliances through value.
是建设性的能力
This is a constructive ability.
我们要学习别被欲望异化
We need to learn not to be corrupted by desires.
别透支人品。
Don't overdraw your character.
别在黄昏时贪恋政务的权利。
Don't be greedy for political power at dusk.
这是破坏性的本能。
This is a destructive instinct.
需要我们去警惕。人生。
We need to be vigilant about life.
终究是一场长跑。
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
对欲望的控制
Controlling desires.
对时事的敬畏
Respect for current affairs.
对底线的坚持
Persistence on the bottom line.
决定你能不能安全地跑到终点。才华
The ability to safely reach the finish line.
它只是决定你能跑多快。
Just decide how fast you can run.
你能看懂需求
Can you understand the requirements?
却没有看懂支点锻炼时没有准备好自己的网
But I didn't understand the point training and didn't have my own net.
这是人性的镜子
This is a mirror of humanity.
你觉得如果你在巅峰时能做到功随身退吗？
Do you think that if you could achieve, skill follows you at the peak of your abilities?
还能保持清醒吗
Can I still stay awake?
在评论区聊聊你的选择
Let's discuss your choices in the comments.
关注我
Follow me.
带你透过历史缝隙
Take you through the historical gaps.
看懂人情世故
Understanding human relationships and social customs.
每天了解一个历史人物。
Learn about a historical figure every day.
我们下期见。
See you next time.